This is Sunday morning. This is August the 19th, 2018. And this teaching is called Meditation, the Prelude to Creation. All right, Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. Well, he was meditating. Meditating. Hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And then we see, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. So, how often do we just say stuff off the top of our heads? Especially if something's coming against us, we just start saying stuff. We're really not in a place to be able to create at that point. So what does the Word of God do? The Word of God, it is a focus, something to dwell on. That's what the Spirit of the Lord did when he looked. God was looking out there at that, the earth that was covered in water and was void. Said he was brooding over it. You know what it means to be brood? You know somebody that broods? They're just kind of, for several days, they just don't say nothing. They're just hard, thinking hard about something. Got their mind on something. Well, God, it says his Spirit was brooding over the situation. And then he spoke. Well, the Lord in my life always says to me, get a visual, usually. Get a visual. This is what the Word of God does. The Word of God gives us a visual. All right? God got a visual. When he begins to speak in Genesis 1, you see his visual. All right, the birds are going to do this. I put the birds in place. I put the boundaries of the waters and the firmament in place. He made the animals. He formed them, made the man. There was his visual. The Holy Spirit was out there brooding, thinking about it. He created it up here before he ever spoke it out here. So visual is an inward picture. He saw the earth without form. First. Then the Holy Spirit brooded over it. What are we going to do now? Okay, then God spoke. God spoke. What happened? Light be, light was. And everything else that he spoke. Okay? All right. God told Joshua to be a success, to meditate. Let's read him, Joshua 1:8. Joshua was going in to take the land that who knows how many failed to do. He had a big job before him. He told Joshua in verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Let me turn over here. I didn't write this down, but we'll look at this. Joshua chapter 6. Verse 1. Now Jericho, a fenced town with high walls, was tightly closed because of the Israelites. No one went out or came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I've given Jericho, its king and mighty man of valor, into your hands. The Lord begins to speak to Joshua about how you're going to go in and do it. See, Joshua had been meditating the word. He said, if you'd meditate, I'll make you a success. So he told him, precisely Go in the first day, go around the wall, do it 7 days. The last day, do it 7 times. When I tell you to shout, shout. And the walls fell. Are you getting the picture? Get a visual. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. And then one day the Lord will say, okay, this is the plan. Or this is what you are to speak. Or this is what, you know, what you are to do. And then you do it. And it happens. It's not, well, the struggle we go through, just saying stuff, just doing anything to just get some relief or whatever it is. Do you see why that we don't sometimes get what we want? Because we're trying to do it and we're not meditating the word and getting His word on it so we can accomplish. It's real easy to just get into just doing a bunch of stuff. Religiously taught. Okay? All right, God and His creative ability with you is with you all the time. He has a plan for everything. And what we need to understand, and I think we miss it, well, our lives are not our own. He has a plan for every little thing if we will get a visual. Now, we'll tell some tales here. Before we ever moved to this house, Danny would say, you want to go look at houses? And I'd say, nope. Till one day the Lord said, go get a visual. And so we're coming back from eating. You've heard the story. You know you have. But it's worth repeating. He said, you want to go look at houses? I said, yes. We come out here, look at this house. And it was just, I remember coming home the second time I saw it. And I'm in by the tub just standing there, and I hear a voice behind me saying, do this. Do this. And we did it. Here we are. It was simple. Now you see how Jesus walked. He was that way all the time. If He didn't have time during the day, He spent his night in prayer. He was meditating, considering the word. And the Lord would say, do this, or do that. And He did it. God has a mapped out plan for us, every one of us, down to the very last detail. The God that forms the baby in the womb, you know how detail. You know, we talked about the tapestry and how God is making us like tapestries. Well, I don't know if any of the ones that have done needlework, there are hundreds of colors, tiny little colors that go into making those pictures. Very intricate, very detailed. If we can learn that meditation is the prelude to creation, then maybe we won't miss it so much. Maybe things will get easier. We won't waste our words. Because if we just do stuff and say stuff, that's not accomplishing anything. We should be quick to hear and slow to speak. Because when God's word goes forth, God's word accomplishes. Why? He gets a visual first. Okay. The first thing that you ever created was your new man. And that was by faith. Let's go look at that, Romans 10. This was your first act of faith. This is what faith is. It creates. That's why God gave it to you. He wants you to create. You were made in His likeness and His image, and He's given you His faith to do just exactly what He did. Not to be victims of your circumstances, but to be able to change the circumstances. God didn't like what Satan had done to that earth out there. So He changed it. That's what God's wanting us to do with our world today. It's not quite in that state, but It's, you know, it's got a lot of problems. It needs us to help. God wants us to help. He has a plan if we'll consult Him. I believe that's why when we pray for the nation, the Lord has been leading us supernaturally in praying certain ways, because it's to effect change. What good is praying for the sake of praying? That can become just a rule too. Okay, 10:6. But the righteousness based on faith, imputed by God and bringing right relationship with Him, says, do not say in your heart, He will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down. We're not just trying methods here. Well, I'll try this time, maybe it'll work. Well, that didn't work, I guess I better try something else. Or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead, as if we could be saved by our own efforts? Isn't that what we're doing? But what does it say? The Word. God's message in Christ is near you on your lips and in your heart. That is the Word, the message, the basis and object of faith which we preach. Before somebody builds a house or builds a car, they have a visual, don't they? No, they just dump a bunch of parts out there and they just start sticking stuff together and hope it works out. No, they have the plans. And they make it according to the plan. So the first thing that you ever did by faith was receive Jesus, and creation ability came inside of you at that moment. Recreated your spirit, put God's faith in you to create. Jesus was the firstborn among many brethren. Jesus did that when He was here. Okay, God's first Son did this. Genesis 2. Now this is important. Genesis 2, 19. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every wild beast and living creature of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. Same process. Did God know what He wanted it called? Yeah, He did. But He wanted His man to do it. He wanted His man to do it. His man did it. And whatever the man said, that's what he was. But God knew what He wanted it to be. Okay, meditate means to murmur or to ponder. Our houses have always come about this way, by visualization. The Lord uses that, seems to be with cars and with houses. The Lord shows me what He wants me to have or do or speak or by getting a visual. Okay, Adam saw the creature and he pondered it, then he got a witness. God was observing what He would call them. Here's what a visual is: attained or maintained by sight. It's like a faith extender, if you will. Producing mental images, something that appeals to the sight and is used for effect or illustration. Your imagination is God placed so you can imagine what God wants to do. It said man can't enter into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for him that love Him. But as the sons of God, God can put in our heart the things that He wants us to imagine and produce by faith. Okay. All right, the Lord has done this with me for years, not really realizing what He was doing, but okay. The Lord's done that with my last few cars also. Because I don't really care. I don't care what I drive, I don't really care where I live. The Lord just puts it there for you to see, and He wants you to follow Him in it. What's He doing? He's trying to train you to obey Him. We want to be like Jesus. We want to see the power that Jesus manifested when He was here. We're going to have the same kind of obedience he had. You can't be off doing your independent thing and expect the glory and power of God to show up in your life. It's just not going to happen. You do it right one time and you don't do the next. No, the objective is he walks with us all the time, and every time he says do something, we do it. And if he doesn't say do it, you don't do it. That's how Jesus did his ministry. He didn't just do something because he was the Son of God. People that think that way, they're deceived. Because as he is, so are we. How in the world could that happen? We can't be like him if that were true. If he had something extra than we did, he could have sinned at any time he wanted to. He could have disobeyed God. He was tempted, just like we are. Okay. So this has been a pattern in my life, the Lord teaching me to learn to walk by faith and to trust him and not just do stuff. Just do things that we end up thinking, why'd I buy that? Sometimes the Lord has us buy things for somebody else, and you think, Lord, why did you have me buy that? And then later you find out why he told you to. He's got a reason for it. That's why he told us, don't be surprised if what I tell you to buy. I know Brother Copeland talking about the fact that if the Lord tells me to go buy a new Harley, he said, oh, yeah, Lord, yeah, but go buy that hotel. Oh, I don't want that hotel. Well, since when is it about what you want or what you need? It's about what the Lord has need of. Kind of like the donkey. Go tell that man the Lord has need of it. Okay, Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. When you say, Lord, I want whatever you want, then he will give you. I believe he puts his desires in your heart for things. Okay, we don't just decide we want something and then we just say it until we get it. It is a Holy Ghost-led plan of God as you follow him. God is interacting with us constantly if we'll allow him to. We're not just on our own. Our walk of faith is not independent of God. He is the author and the finisher. God knew what each animal was to be named. Adam followed God's lead, the author of Adam's faith. Adam called them, and God said, what you call them is their names, finished. He authored it, and he finished it. Keep looking into the mirror of God's word. This is 2 Corinthians 3:18. And all of us, as with unveiled face, continued to behold, as in a mirror, the glory of the Lord, and constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor, and from one degree of glory to another, from the Lord, the Spirit. So going from glory to glory. Keep resisting the devil, James 4:7. Resist the devil. Resist him getting you off of what you need to be focused on. Okay, one more. Hebrews 12:2. Looking away to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith and is also its finisher. He, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God. We see over in 1 Timothy 6, where he made the good confession before Pontius Pilate. He went to the cross by faith. He trusted God, even though what he went through was horrendous. He trusted God, and now look where he's seated at the right hand of God, highest place, with a name that's above every name.